on reflecting on what I've done, I think actually I'm pretty happy in the end. I mean, things take a long time to get done with government. And I think, especially for somebody like me with my background, is sometimes frustratingly slow. But for example, like getting the streetcar contracts, and they're getting more contracts to refurbish a bunch of the go by levels. That took a long time. I mean, when I started and I went to Toronto caucus and talked about this, I had a lot of questions from the MP saying, well, you Bombardier, are you kidding? You know, we had all those problems with the contracts. And I said, well, that was like years ago. And of late, you know, they've been great at meeting the deadlines, and they've been producing, I don't know how many cars a week. But it started with that. By the time it came around to getting those contracts, caucus certainly knew, and the government certainly knew, and Minister McKenna knew that if those contracts didn't come to Thunder Bay, markets would be really ticked. So it got done, the Fort William First Nations Chronic Care Home. It seems like they've set up a stream of money which looks like it would cover that. I'm not sure if it's going to get done before the election, but that got done. There's been a whole bunch of other things that we've received money for example, like the airport renovations, which have been about $12 million. Certainly, though, a lot of money and effort has gone to COVID-related things, both by the government in terms of kind of setting up the social support network that allowed people to stay home. So things like the CERB, the wage subsidy, the rental subsidy. So a lot of government money's gotten towards that. And also, you know, I think I have to say, I can say with unequivocally, the loudest voice on everything related to COVID in the government has been me. Whether the government wants to hear it or not, behind closed doors, I tell them what I think. And similarly, even on Ontario and what's happened locally, I mean, at times I haven't wanted to second guess the public health authorities, for the most part, on things. But occasionally, you know, as people may know, I'm someone who isn't totally afraid to open my mouth when I think it's necessary. And I think, and one of the things, when I first got the nomination, and then when I got elected, I mean, I am happy, and I do want to keep the job, and it's a great job, but when I got it, I mean, I suddenly thought, like, Jesus, now I got like 80,000 patients. Because, you know, as a doctor, you get, like working in an emergency room, you might have 20 people on your track or you're following. But as a member of parliament, you have responsibility for like 80,000 people now, to look after their interests. And I think to do the job well, is a heavy responsibility and a lot of work, but I totally enjoy it, and I totally want to keep doing it. Are there things I still want to do? Absolutely. And the Afghan things, I think, you know, a lot of it's local, but some of it, especially the health stuff, because everyone in anything related to health comes to me when they want to lobby the government for something or other. And I listen. They may not all be great causes, but a lot of them are good causes. So I mean, there's some stuff nationally, some stuff internationally. And actually, on the international front, I mean, I studied global health law. How many people have studied global health law? And I know most of the people, the big names, not in Canada, but globally in global health law, because I studied at Georgetown and at Harvard. So, I mean, there's 99% of history, it's a totally useless background to have. But right now, it's totally apropos. I mean, now they're going to be looking, there's talk of a new treaty on control of spread of infectious disease, which I think I'm kind of well positioned, which whether I have any part in process of forming such a treaty, I don't know. But even if I don't, I'm certainly going to put in my two cents as to what I think we ought to be doing. And And like you say, I continue to have great contacts, especially in the States, who that's all they do, and they are the global experts. So I think with being an MP, you can kind of you determine what the job is. I mean, you're the elected official. So for example, the Afghan thing, nobody, and I'm told this is quite unusual that you have a backbench MP's office that's taken such a key role in something like this. Well, I didn't ask anybody, you know, can I do this? In my view, as the elected representative, if there are issues that come before you and you're interested in them, then it's a matter of how can you promote them, or if it's something that affects the interests of your constituents, how can you promote them? But I think the rules as to what you can and can't do as an MP are fairly loose. So I mean, I do things that I think I ought to do, rather than asking people who've been longtime politicians or people in the party and say, well, what should I be doing now, or what should, for example, like everything related to COVID. Okay, if I hear about something related to COVID, the treatment of COVID, the detection of COVID, the management, public health management of COVID, the variants, I was elected by the people of Thunder Bay. I think it's part of my job to look after their interests, and so certainly I'm going to speak up in the party, for the most part, as to what I think we ought to be doing in the management of COVID. I don't ask people beforehand, like, should I be saying that? I mean, I'm the elected guy, so.